Okay, in today's gospel story, it's one of the healing stories. Jesus is healing a man who was born blind. So he never, ever, ever was able to see. But Jesus meets him, and what Jesus does is he spits in the ground, takes the dust, spits in the ground, makes some mud, and he puts it on the man's eyes, and then he tells him to go wash in a certain pool of water, and that he'll be able to see. And that's exactly what happens. Yes, Uzzah? Someone is born blind because their eyes don't develop properly. And I'm glad you asked that, because I think that there's a special reason why Jesus used mud to heal the man. This is from John's gospel, and John tells us in the very beginning that Jesus is, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. So John is telling us that Jesus was present at creation. This man's eyes didn't end up being created the right way. So just like God took the dust of the earth and made the first people out of that, Jesus took the mud and spat in it, and he created the man's eyes all over again. That's what I think. Anyway, I bet that it was really kind of scary for the man when he was first able to see. He'd never seen before. And do you suppose maybe it was kind of tricky for him? Do you think it was? How do you think he felt when he could see for the very first time? Ethan? Not used to it, no. Lots of colors out there. Lots of colors and lots of shapes and movement. Uzzah? They learn about them. And they certainly learn shapes they can feel. But colors they have to hear about. But sometimes, you know, it's interesting to think about eyes. Our eyes sometimes play tricks on us. Even if we're wearing our glasses, sometimes our eyes play tricks on us. Have you ever heard of optical illusions? Okay, the optical illusions are very special pictures that kind of trick our eyes. Now, for example, how many legs does this elephant have? Five? How many legs does the elephant have?
Four.
Five. Yeah. Isn't that kind of funny? Kind of tricky. Yeah, that looks kind of tricky. How many legs does the elephant have? Okay, now, is this picture moving? Is it moving? Yeah, maybe. Optical illusions. Is it moving? It's moving. Okay. All right. Okay. Now, you have to tell me what you see in this picture. Got two more. What do you see? What if you look at the black instead of the white? What do you see? Do you see two people looking at each other?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, wait. Ah. So if you look at the white, what do you see? A cup. And if you look at the black, do you see the two people? If you just look at the black. It's like two people looking at each. Yeah, there you go. Yes, Uzzah. Well, it tricks your eyes. It's not tricky in the same way as the five legs of the elephant, but it's your eyes can see different things depending on what you're paying attention to. Okay. What do you see here?
A butterfly.
Somebody looking at a flower.
A person.
Yeah. Yeah. What makes up the person?
Flowers.
Yeah. Flowers and a butterfly. Yeah. Yes, exactly. A woman and some flowers, yeah. I know you're looking far away. Okay, last one. Tell me what you see here. Last one. Tiger trees, okay.
It's a tree shaped as a tiger.
A tree shaped as a tiger, yeah, kind of looks like that, doesn't it? So you see, even though we can look at things. That's right, a tree and a tiger, ooh. So even though our eyes might be working fine, sometimes they still play tricks on us. And the important thing to remember is if we stay looking at Jesus, we will always see clearly. By ourselves, our eyes can play tricks on us, but if we pay attention to Jesus, we'll see just fine. Uzzah. No, I don't think so, because they really can't see anything, because the light just doesn't get inside their eyes. So their eyes just don't work quite right. So, yeah. So let's say a prayer, and then you guys can go off and make sandwiches. It is sandwich day, isn't it? Is sandwich day?
Yes.
Yes, I thought so. Okay. Okay, would somebody like to say a prayer? Sure.
Dear God, please let us know that sometimes our eyes can fool us, but God can show us the way. Amen.
Amen. Beautiful prayer. Thank you, Uzzah. Okay, off to sandwich making.